Cedric, you're good to go whenever you're ready.
Okay. So thank you for everyone for attending today, September 11th. We could go ahead and, this will be a call for order. So I'm calling the meeting start at exactly 1711 or 511 p.m. And we can do roll call.
Do you want me to do it?
You can do it.
Okay. Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Webb Vigneri.
Here.
Commissioner Jackson.
Here.
We have a quorum.
All right. So now we can move on to, one second, looking at the approval for the minutes for our last meeting, which was August 14th. So go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say somebody needs to make a motion, somebody needs to second it, and then we can vote.
And I so move.
Okay, we have a motion. Okay. Does anybody second? Second is
I'll
good.
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. And Cedric, do you want me to do the roll call vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Smith, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Webb Vigneri?
Aye.
Commissioner Jackson?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0.
Awesome. All right. So next, I know we have a call to an audience, but I don't believe we have anyone.
Speak under audience, I think, just for, because I'm not a commissioner anymore. But I have permission to do that.
Absolutely.
Cool. Yep. Just wanted to say hi to everyone. And the intention of myself being here is for later in the agenda to be hopefully appointed as non-voting advisory commissioner, member of the HRC. And of course, I'll be willing to answer any questions when that part comes up. And just a quick point of reference. I know technically no one can respond, but, Jaime, Cedric is having you do it, mainly because I know that Rick Guerra, when he does our meetings, he usually does that. And I know that when you do them and most of the others, we do the roll calls and all that kind of stuff, but that's why Cedric's doing it the way he's doing it is because Rick always likes to do it for us, which I'm guessing he's used to the council meetings and stuff like that. Wanted to make that point of reference. And that's it.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You probably was wondering why, huh?
No, and actually when I spoke to Rick, because I'm just covering for him, Rick will be back next month. But he told me his the way he facilitates the meeting, so I was just kind of following his lead.
Okay. Awesome. So and thanks, John. We can move on. Yep. Chairperson summary of current events. I currently do not have any. I know we were which is later on agenda. We were going to have a guest speaker, but unfortunately they haven't attended. So I think we could probably reach back out to them and try to engage for the next meeting. I don't know if any of the fellow members have anything they would like to share.
I don't have any current events at this time.
Right. Okay. Oh,
neither do I.
Cedric, that would be item 5 for the other commissioners.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You're fine.
Okay. So did we just do 4 and 5 at the same time, basically?
I believe so. Commissioner Webb Vigneri and Commissioner Jackson have no current events to share?
No.
Got it.
Okay. And to item 6, this is where we were going to have the guest speaker. from the Metro Education Commission. But unfortunately, they're not here at the time, at this time. So, we can press on to section 7, for an update from the HRC representative to the LGBTQ. Well, do you have anything, Bill?
That is me, and I'm ready. And,
right.
I met for the first time with the LGBTQ, commission. And it was very informative. They had all the boards represented at the meeting except for Board 5, which is Richard Fimbris. And Richard has asked that they select someone from their, they have several people who have applied to be a member of the LGBTQ commission. And I'll discuss that a little bit later. Only one member was absent, that was Ward 2. And looking at what they have, they first discussed their function. And, you know, the LGBT resolution was passed in, I believe, 1977. I know I was sitting in the council chambers when it passed. And at the time, I didn't know it was the first in the United States, or Tucson was, to pass such a resolution. And so they are talking about fast-tracking the city initiative. They're also looking at addressing violence under that resolution. And they also discussed a public meeting to increase visibility for the commission. And we also came up with some new ideas at the meeting, and that was to invite the health department to explore joint ventures. And back to the public hearing or a forum to build interest and input from the community. And I thought maybe that could be a joint effort between HRC and LGBT. Mm-hmm. Then they also talked about a money raiser at the Loft Theater and to have a film to also increase visibility for the commission. Mm-hmm. So we've got a pretty active group there. I was impressed with the turnout and how they were working. And how are they dealing with current vacancies, which would be Richard Fimbris, Ward 5? Next time we're going to review current or outstanding applications. And also we're going to design a structure and a transparent process for vetting potential appointees. No action was taken on any of this. We will revisit at our next meeting, which will be in October. And we have formalized how we're going to meet. And future agenda items that have been suggested are status of the commission's existing Facebook page. And we adjourned. The meeting ran about an hour and 15 minutes, and we got a lot done.
That's great. Great. So I had a question. So they were going, when you mentioned that they were going to review kind of current and past applications, the commission was going to do that, or do they turn it to the clerk's office to do that, you know?
They were going to first review and then give their recommendations to the clerk's office. Which is what we used to do when I was director of the Metropolitan Education Commission. We went out and recruited because otherwise you stay, and we have here at HRC, we've been pretty, we have not had all the wards represented to my knowledge. Yeah.
Right.
Since I cannot, and they should be here.
Yeah. So how can we go about doing that? I mean, how do we reach out to you to receive, for you to kind of email us these, I guess, resumes or applications.
That's pretty much it. I don't know. Have you guys been in contact with Renee or Andy? So Renee is the, he oversees boards and commissions, and Andy is his supervisor. So any applications that are received go into a general list, and they're kept until they're appointed. So the appointment has to come from the vacant ward based on the applications we have on file. So proactively, I guess, on your end, we could provide you the list of who's shown interest. And then I'm not sure if it would be the commission to reach out to the ward office, or if that'd be us. Like, let's say you say, okay, I want this person, and that person, and then we'd follow up with it. I will make a note of that and have Rick get with Renee and Andy and get you guys the correct answer for that, because I'm not 100% sure what specifically the process entails. But I do know that applications are submitted through the online website, and they do come to boards and commissions.
Well, all I know is, and you know, we met in person at Ward 6 office, mm-hmm. and that's going to make it much easier for us to review the submittals, that's for sure.
We're right. In the past, when you know, I'm prior to COVID, of course. Where was the Human Relations Commission meeting then?
City Hall.
Okay.
City Hall and the Mayor and Council Chambers. Then I'm sorry, the Mayor and Council Conference Room.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. I'm not opposed to that. I think by next month I should be able to move around and get if we decide to meet in person. I'll be able to get down there and attend for sure.
I'm not sure, but I believe you guys are also afforded the option to meet hybrid. If somebody wants to attend in person and somebody else wants to attend virtually, I think that we're allowed to support hybrid meetings.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, just in case somebody can't make it, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fur piece from where I am. So... But I'll do it if that's the necessity for.
No, I was just throwing an idea out there, man. I know we're probably pretty spread out, and so you said it was Renee who is over the Board of Applications, and what was the second name?
Andy. Mhm. Andrea, but she goes by Andy.
And Jaime, okay. I will come in behind what you had spoken concerning being relatively new, that mm-hmm. was the process that I went through. Was I did a lot of communicating with Renee
mm-hmm.
As far as where we were in the process of that application. I live in Ward 4, but I represent Ward 2 because Cedric is already, he was already, yes, occupying that Ward, mm-hmm. Ward 4 space. So they had to move my application. If that space isn't full, they have to kind of communicate with the other ward, and then it's kind of upon them to kind of do the interview or speak with you. So I met with Councilmember Cunningham and spoke with him, and that's how my appointment came to be.
Yeah, and it's pretty standard. Again, once a person shows interest in joining one of the commissions, they're encouraged to do their application online. And like I said, it comes at that point to Renee, and Renee sorts them out, forwards them to the ward offices. And that way they have the list of the potential candidates. So again, reaching out to Renee would probably be your first step. Given that he maintains these files, and then he could provide you guys the direction you need at that point to follow up and fill your vacancies.
And do you happen to have Renee's last name?
Figueroa. It's F-I-G. Mm-hmm. You, give me a second. Figueroa. Figueroa.
Okay. Got it. All right.
And that would be, if you want to reach out via email, mm-hmm. You can send it to Rick, and Rick can forward it to him. You can also call the okay. city clerk front desk, and somebody can transfer you to Renee. And again, if Renee's not available, Andrea can take the call.
Okay. Good deal. Good deal. And so, as far as kind of, ma'am, you mentioned that they did a movie night, and that was to help kind of promote the commission.
Well, that was a discussion, and it was in getting in touch with the Loft Theater, and it was actually a fundraiser they were talking about. And it's one of the discussion topics, and another discussion was to work with the health department.
Okay.
And Jim, was there a specific topic that they were wanting to partner with the health department for? Did they say?
No. They did talk about holding a hearing or a forum just to hear from the community about issues that may be facing the community. And once again, these were just ideas to have visibility.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else, ma'am, before we move to item, what is it, 7? Or 8? All right. Let me write this note down real quick. Okay, item 8, appointing John Dalton as a non-voting advisory member. And since I'm the chair, I cannot make a motion. So if any one of the other commissioners would like to do so.
Oh, I love doing this one. I make a motion that John Dalton be appointed as a non-voting advisory member to the HRC.
And I second that motion.
I accept the nomination.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second, and Mr. Dalton has accepted. Cedric, do you want me to do roll call?
Yes, sir, please.
Okay. Commissioner Smith, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Webb-Vigneri, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Jackson, how do you vote?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. Congratulations, Mr. Dalton.
Thank you. Looking forward to working with all of you again.
Well, welcome back.
Yes.
So,
do I have to do an oath for that at some point or no?
I'm not 100% sure. What I will do is I will get again with Renee, and he will, based on the LAR, once I give him the LAR, the legal action report of today's actions. Yep. He'll follow up with that, and he'll probably reach out to you with the packet. I'm sure it's similar to what you did as a commission member. Fill out the information and stuff just to make sure that we have current information on file. But he'll definitely be reaching out to you in the next day or so.
Cool. Sounds good.
All right, moving on to item 9, which is future agenda items. I currently don't have anything. I mean, I have some ideas, but my first step wasn't to kind of throw too much at us at one time. I wanted to reach out to the other commissions, kind of just build a relationship with them, see what they have going on, possibly collaborate with some other actions. I know, I believe the last meeting, Ashley, you may have had a POC to one of the other commissions that we possibly could reach out and invite them to come to one of our meetings and speak. Is that still available?
It is.
Is that still an option?
It is.
Okay. I can't recall the name in the commission. Do you happen to have that by a chance?
It's the Pima County and City of Tucson Women's Commission, as well as I know an individual on the planning zoning as well for the City of Tucson.
Okay.
So this depends on if there's a preference as to which one we want to, which route we want to take first or which commission we want to go with first.
Cedric?
Yes.
So real quick, just to add a little something extra, the city has a chief equity officer, a fairly new position. The individual's name is Larice, L-A-U-R-I-C-E, Walker. She may also be a good point of contact for you guys to infill these vacant positions and provide support. She works here at a city hall. But again, if tomorrow you or next time you speak to Renee, if you can ask him to plug you in with her, connect you, you know, give you her contact information, she'd be a valuable resource for the commission.
All right. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Wrote that
You're
down.
Welcome.
And how do you spell her first name again to make sure I have that correct?
L-A-U-R-I-C-E. Larice, last name Walker.
Gotcha. Larice Walker. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Ashley, back to your question on which one. You said it was for what was the first one again? Sorry, ma'am.
It was the Pima County and City of Tucson. It's kind of that dual one, the Women's Commission, and as well as the Planning Zoning Committee for the City of Tucson.
Okay. Why don't we reach out to the Women's Commission first and see possibly for our next meeting. I think I have to go through Rick, kind of do the same process, I believe. I think, June, you reached out to Mr. Perez first, right? And then once we
did he make contact that he wasn't going to be appearing this evening?
No, ma'am. I didn't. The last email I saw was that he was going to be able to make it, unless he sent something back after that, which kind of changed plans. I did not see that.
I didn't see anything else.
Yeah, and then Rick added him to the, he said, I'll be happy to join at 5 p.m. if the team could please extend the calendar invite. And Mr. Rick did. Rick, you know. So, again, I mean, if we need to reschedule with him, we can do so. I mean, it's not a biggie, but I think we can kind of reach out to the Women's Commission now. And see and kind of see if they're willing to, and then go from there.
Yes, sir. And I'll follow suit just as June did and kind of make the connection as far as bringing you in and bringing you in on the emails once I get that contact, that initial contact with them, looping you in. That way we're all on the same page.
Okay, sounds great. Is there anything else? Right. Can John, you have anything? Or can I guess you can. We got to find out if you got to be sworn in, huh? Before you can advise. Is that how it works, Jaime?
I think so. I think there has to be something to make it official. I know that you guys voting him in is the first step, but I'm pretty sure there's follow-up from our office before he can actively start participating.
Okay. I think that's
correct. All right. In the past, how did the commission kind of conduct, like, community forums or I guess, you know, reach out to the community? You know, how did they go about doing that? Does anyone recall? Jaime, were you around?
No, I think before me it was Cindy and Andy. Do you remember them, John? Cindy and Andy, they used to do the commission together. And
yep, I remember.
Yeah, and they're actually, Andy's still around. Cindy's no longer with the office, but Andy's still around. I could probably get with her. So Andy's Andrea, the supervisor over BCC. Oh. So.
Okay.
So she'd be probably the person who I'd reach out to, or again, follow up with Rick, cause Rick will be back next month.
Yeah.
I'm just covering for him today. But I'm not 100% sure. I do know that your bylaws, the HRC's bylaws kind of dictate what your parameters are. I'll have Rick dig those out. And he can send you guys a copy. So again, you know what's allowable, what isn't.
Yeah, I have a copy. I need to. I'll read through them. I'm not sure if there's. I mean, they were approved on January 2015, but I'm not sure if we got anything since then. But the copy I have, I'll go through it and
that would definitely clarify a lot of stuff. And best case, if there's nothing listed, that kind of means that it's an open slate, kind of, sort of. So you can kind of get direction again from Renee and from Andy, and they can point you guys in the right direction. And again, just to establish what is within your parameter as the commission.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I personally have anything else for future agenda items. How about the other commissioners? You guys have anything?
No.
Not at this time.
Okay. All right. And so I guess item 10, adjournment. Can I make a motion to adjourn?
Yeah. You're. You're the chair, so you call adjournment.
Okay. So I am calling adjournment at 5:39 p.m. Do I have a
motion?
What was that?
I don't think you vote on adjournment, but you can go ahead and do it just for sake of today. If somebody can give you a motion, somebody can second it. And then we'll vote. And again, I'm not sure if your commission votes on adjournment, but we'll do it since you've already called it.
Okay.
So we need a second, or we need a motion.
I'll motion to adjourn at 5.
And a second.
Second.
And we'll go to roll call vote. Commissioner Smith, how do you vote?
Aye.
Commissioner Webb Vigneri.
Aye.
Commissioner Jackson?
Aye.
Motion passes 3-0. We are adjourned 5:40 p.m.
All right. Now, since I think about it, I don't think we do.
Yeah, me either, but it's okay. It doesn't hurt anything. Measure twice, cut once.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, guys. It was nice talking to you guys again, and
yeah.
I'm sure I'll be covering, especially during the holidays where people are out for leave. So good talking to you guys, and we'll see you guys soon.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have
a good
rest of your weekend.
Good night.
You too.
Good night.